and down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the talkers charts for the top talk radio topics of the entire year. Subject matter of this weekend's overview. And here to do the honors, looking at the hot hits from this past year, both in the term of the stories, the things that were talked about by some of your favorite hosts, and the people who are in the conversation, is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. They do a lot of research, pretty much know the business better than anybody else. So who better to go through this list? Here we are in review, Michael.
What a year it's been, Doug. 2012, so many different dimensions to it. And they were all reflected in News Talk Radio to one degree or another. These are the 10 most talked about stories or subjects. At number 10, Hurricane Sandy. And each one of these, you have to understand, sparks conversation and all these subtopics.
Oh, sure.
From Hurricane Sandy, we have everything from global warming to the effectiveness of FEMA, you know, and on and on. At number 9, the Trayvon Martin case. At number 8, Iran's nuclear weapons ambitions. At number 7, Rush Limbaugh's slut controversy. At number 6, the Syria revolution and Egypt's instability. At number 5, the Newtown massacre tied with the Aurora theater slayings. That was just a horrible blow to the head of society. And we are obviously reeling from it as we speak through this holiday season. At number 4, the Benghazi attack tied with the Petraeus Broadwell scandal. At number 3, the Supreme Court of the United States Obamacare decision. At number 2, the fiscal cliff and tied with that Eurozone troubles, so the economy. And number 1, a massive story that was just constantly talked about 24/7 for not just 2012, I think most of 2011, but the presidential election that finally, thank goodness, came to a conclusion on that Tuesday in November.
But the day after, certainly this past week, how many times have you heard people go off onto, okay, who's going to run? Is it Hillary Clinton versus the governor of New Jersey or, you know, that right. kind of stuff back and forth, which seems rather silly, but that's how the cycle works.
Yeah, time goes fast, and we need something to talk about, and everybody's playing three-dimensional chess for years to come. Quickly, the people. At number 10, we have Rush Limbaugh and Sandra Fluke. We have Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman at 9, Adam Lanza and James Holmes at 8, Christopher Stevens and Susan Rice at 7, David Petraeus and Paula Broadwell at 6. Top 5, John Roberts at 5, Hillary Clinton at 4, John Boehner at 3, Mitt Romney at 2, Barack Obama, most talked about person of 2012, no surprise there. And that's an overview of the top-level conversation on News Talk Radio in America, according to Talkers.
Okay. Talkers.com, following every day. Those of you who are big into this, you love to know about the personalities and the stories, you ought to check out Talkers.com every single day, the Bible of the talk industry, the news talk industry, left and right. The kings or stars, maybe. We know who the national stars are because their names are repeated over and over again. I thought I would sort of pick your brain when it comes to talking, again, news talk radio is about politics for the most part. It's about left versus right. So who do you think, can you name a few? We were earlier off the air talking about, you know, who the next Rush Limbaugh is going to be or not. And so taking that aside, taking the national syndicated stars out of the picture, who do you find most intriguing when it comes to radio hosts, local stations doing a good job, or maybe even things that are not on the sticks? We call them radio, the transformer, the transmitters are sticks. You know, I'm thinking about some of the people that I listen to on Sirius XM who don't appear on radio stations anymore. I guess that we would all think about Laura, I was going to say Laura Ingram, but Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and also, I mean, who, if you get right down to it, Howard. When you say Howard, everybody knows who you're talking about. So Howard Stern, neither of them are on the radio, but they still command a lot of attention. Are there local stars that are coming along that you can mention or you want to mention that you want to give some credit to who are the future, if that's the right word, or people that if you're using the tools properly, maybe you can go to a radio station website and say, oh, wow, listen to that guy. This is pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, your question is multifaceted.
As usual.
Can I name one name or two names? And,
everybody's going to get upset.
However,
I
do want to point out that we're currently working on an article that's going to be published in January of 2013 called The Watchdogs. Mm-hmm. And it's just about that. It's about the people that exist in each community. We're picking about 10 of them and going into depth about what they do in their communities, where they're watchdogs. They're local news talk hosts who have become intrinsically connected to their communities. Mm-hmm. You know, people I don't know what stations we're on across the country, so I'm very careful also in not giving a big plug to perhaps a major competitor to the station that carries us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say any names, but there are the little Limbaughs, the little, Hannitys, the little Dr. Schlesingers, and the little Howard Sterns that are not that little when you go into their towns. Mm-hmm. They're huge.
Right.
As a matter of fact, pound for pound, they're bigger than the national stars. In other words, in a city like Buffalo, there could be somebody on the air that's bigger in Buffalo than Rush Limbaugh
right.
is.
Yep.
And this is a fascinating aspect of our industry that we at Talk are going to be extremely dedicated to shining the light on and illuminating this within the industry and certainly for outside the industry. Because that is, in fact, when you say the future of talk radio, it's going to come from that aspect of this industry.
All right, interesting observation. We continue observing and looking back a little bit on the year 2012, and maybe Michael Harrison's got some thoughts about 2013. He's already told you some of the things that are happening at Talkers.com. More of that coming up next on the Year in Review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Renowned restaurateur and judge on Fox's MasterChef, Joe Bastianich, is helping smokers, chefs, and fellow food service industry workers quit smoking in the new year. Bastianich is teaming up with Blueprint to Quit, a comprehensive resource designed to help smokers address both the physical and psychological aspects of quitting smoking.
Smoking has a huge effect on taste and smell. So my passion for food, on top of my concern for health, was a huge factor in my decision to quit smoking. For 18 long years, I depended on cigarettes, and after dozens of attempts at quitting, I was finally able to quit with the help of Nicoderm CQ and support from my loved ones and family. Support was key in my quit attempt and why I stand behind programs like Blueprint to Quit, which combines resources like quit smoking aids and an online quit plan to help you quit smoking forever.
Blueprint to Quit is available exclusively at Walmart. Visit walmart.com/blueprinttoquit for more information. Bastianich is a paid spokesperson for GlaxoSmithKline.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison continuing with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the hits we've been doing this program. Well, Talkers has been in existence going into its 22nd year now, right?
Isn't it Talkers? I believe it's 22 years now, yeah.
22 years. And this program has been on the air for not quite that long, but certainly it's been around for a long time. Taking the information that Talkers, the old magazine and now Talkers.com, does in terms of research, listening to, monitoring, paying attention to the host, that's what the business is all about. So we've spent a lot of time talking about this past year. A lot of people do. So what do you think? I mean, I look at some of the news talk radio topics that weren't in the top 10 last year, all having to do with elections or things in politics, Sandusky and that whole circus at Penn State. Sports talk radio is really, really taking off. How much more? I mean, there are issues. Bob Costas gave us the best example of it when he got off taking a sports issue and then going into a sort of political issue, a social issue, gun control. Are there, with the expanding roots of sports talk radio, are there more of those things to come?
Well, yeah, sports talk radio, it's, you know, sports is a microcosm of real life. And sometimes the two, you know, cross paths and it becomes real life. One of the things about sports television, sports radio, sports talk, sports entertainment, is that it is, you know, a soap opera of all of the lessons and all the philosophies and all the issues on a very understandable and, in some cases, fantasy level. So it's not surprising that that's going to happen. I think sports talk radio is one of the best forms of radio. It's entertaining, it's diverse, it's live, it's local, it's opinionated, and for the most part, it's harmless. So that, which is a real good part of it. It's a great entertainment escape. So I think it'll continue to be a reflection of our society as well as a great entertainment value and one of the high points in terms of the future evolution of spoken word radio.
Mm-hmm. The evolution of spoken word radio. It evolves into something that's more than just what's on the radio.
Oh, it always does. It has to. Radio has to connect to its communities. And you notice I use the word in plural, communities, because that's really what you have. But as far as the word evolution, it's not going to stop. Look at how it's changed in the 22 years that we've been doing Talkers and the 20-some-odd years you've been doing your show. Look at the different personalities that are the big names today than were 20 years ago or 15 years ago. And look at the different nature of how radio stations are defined and how they're programmed. Not to mention, look at the expansion of the platforms, satellite radio, internet radio. But what is considered to be the conventional way of doing things has changed five times in the last 20 years, and it's going to continue to change.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that it? But will it change five times as fast? Things have changed in the past 5 years. Will this next year bring about as much change? I know you have to look into your crystal ball, but, man, who else knows this world better than you? Does it change five times more rapidly in the year 2013?
I think the changes ahead are going to make the changes that we've been through seem sluggish in terms of how quickly and how many things are in our path ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I think it's going to change five times faster.
Yeah. Isn't it really interesting to see how all of this, and even satellite technology, which for some seems new, is old. Podcasting mm-hmm. has been around now for a while. You got to wonder, what's the next? I remember the Dick Tracy watches. I wonder if we'll be able to push a button on our watch and listen to.
Oh, that we can. That's old stuff. You're going to be pushing a button on the tip of your nose and hearing things inside your head.
Yeah.
That's where we're headed.
There we go. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here, exercising his imagination, and maybe it's not so far-fetched. As I said, nobody knows more about this format than does he, and so this is all pretty interesting stuff. Talkers.com, check it out in the new year. Keep up with your favorite talk radio programs, hosts, stations, and the items of interest.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Weekend Countdown in Review, the top 10 radio topics of the year, here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the well-known attorney who spends a lot of time in the courthouse and also on the radio. He has a law degree from Boston College Law School and the general law practice that he has that specializes in keeping people from getting scammed. And actually, that's been one of the things this year, Steve. By the way, you go to stevelaw.net or stevewiseman.com. What sort of things that were new have you run across? You wrote a new book this year that had to do with scam?
The new book I wrote, 50 Ways to Protect Your Identity in a Digital Age, is just that. It has to do with the new digital age. And so many people are becoming victimized because of not taking proper precautions on their cell phones, their smartphones, their iPads, and all of this other. But frankly, as much as things changed, what we saw was really the tip, literally just the tip of the iceberg this year when it came to scams and identity theft. And what we saw were concerted efforts made by criminals, many of them based around the world, often in Eastern Europe, to infiltrate companies and banks rather than going after just individuals. And, you know, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you have to remember Cassandra was right when she was the prophetess of doom. We are going to see hacking into national and international banks this year coming up at an unprecedented level. And part of it is just the hubris of these banks that have had enough warnings, enough blackmail from already previous attacks, and yet they still have not done proper protection. Wells Fargo was recently hit. Bank of America has been hit. And there is a concerted effort that is being done. As a matter of fact, there have kind of been some test runs that some of these hackers have done that we're going to see in the year 2013, a real big attack at large institutions. And we're all in danger.
Okay, so would it be likely the smaller banks and credit unions would not suffer the same fate?
Yeah, I do. I think, for one thing, they are not as big a target. They are not as easy a target. And for another thing, they actually may find it easier, these small banks and credit unions, to be able to take the kind of steps to protect their data better than the big ones. The bigger you are, the more vulnerable you are.
Wow. Okay. So in looking at the list of stories, the topics from talkers.com this year, a couple of them jump out when it comes to legal opinions. Let's talk about the Martin Zimmerman case and actually where that is. It's number 9 on the countdown for the entire year.
Yeah, that was a case that really captured America, and we're still awaiting trial. Trials don't happen quickly, and that's one of the things is, the shooting of Trayvon Martin and Zimmerman being charged a long time before Zimmerman was charged. Unfortunately, once again, you may have a small police department that wasn't up to dealing with this kind of a crime, and if they don't collect the evidence initially properly, they're in trouble when it comes to trying to get a conviction.
Yeah.
I think despite the public opinion that it was so much against Zimmerman, I think there's a very, very substantial chance that there could be a not guilty verdict in this case. And,
wow.
What we've seen is a guy that was told, he calls the police, they say, don't go near him. He initiates a confrontation, and as a result of that confrontation that he initiated, regardless of what happened from there, a man is dead. It also certainly opens up the whole issue of guns, which 2012 certainly was the year of the gun, and I think the response of the NRA was absurd. And, I think people have a right to have guns, but they don't have a right to automatic weapons, and we do need greater gun control laws.
All right. So that plays into number four this year, the massacres, the slayings, the theater, the school. I found out in Chicago this year alone, I think it's 42 or 64, one of the two numbers, of kids in these schools, the school system in Chicago, have been murdered, all of them black, not one white kid killed, hundreds others shot, and not one word from the news media about this yet. I mean, we understand that this all happened at once in Newtown. But it was white versus black. I mean, there's really some things.
It is an unfortunate thing that there is an element to racism. I know we've seen this with missing children, and the white childs, the Kaylee Anthonys are the ones that grab the public's attention through the media. The black kid is not considered newsworthy. And it's an unfortunate commentary in society.
All right, but to speak to what you just said about these guns, the gun people are going to have to swallow hard on this because it's going to change, like it or not, approve of it or not. The last sentence on your last remarks about the Martin Zimmerman case is going to be where that echo will resound all year until something changes. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. The NRA's response, where they had a chance to do something constructive, all it did was inflame and insult the public. We're going to have some real legislation. It's not going to happen all at once. It's going to happen in steps. But we have too many guns. We have too many wackos and criminals that can get guns easily. The gun is ingrained in America, and we can have it certainly for personal protection in our homes and target practice and hunting, but we have to. It's not a matter of when, it's just now. We have to do something about gun violence.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, he's recognized in the legal community as an expert in many different aspects of the law, a published author as well. Happy to have him here for his weekly commentary on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Continuing now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the review of the items that have been hot for this past year, the year 2012 in focus, as the last weekend of the year is upon us, so it is our tradition here to review the top 10 stories and the people. So let's go through this with a little cherry picking in mind over the next few minutes, picking out what your host, Doug Steffen, thinks are the big stories of the year, not necessarily what talkers are. I'll pick the info from the top 10, but I'm not necessarily going to stick to all of the top 10, because I think there are some, frankly, that appeal to me more than some of the other things. So you get a little of my bias as we go through the top 10.
Number 10.
Number 10 on the list, the controversy around Hurricane Sandy and what people did or didn't do to protect themselves, and the old discussion that almost seems banal these days, if you live near the water, are you safe? Plus what happened in New York City.
Number 9.
Number 9, the continuing discussion. You realize that Mr. Zimmerman hasn't been tried yet for the Martin Zimmerman case, or it's called a Martin Zimmerman case, Trayvon Martin's killing. That whole thing, according to our legal expert, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, it may never be that Zimmerman has to pay the price.
Number 8.
What's going on in Iran? Are we being fooled by them? Is the Israeli problem a big problem? That's something that's very near and dear to lots of people's hearts, especially those who study the Middle East.
Number 7.
Number 7, also in the Middle East, the instability in Egypt, the revolt in Syria, that sort of thing, pretty important stuff.
Number 6.
Number 6 is the Rush Limbaugh story. That is the controversy when he called that woman, Miss Fluke, a slut. Wow, what happened? There's some pretty interesting conversation surrounding that.
Number 5.
Number 5 has to do with the Petraeus Broadwell scandal.
Number 4.
The massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, the shootings at the theater in Aurora, Colorado, and generally the gun control discussion and debate.
Number 3.
The Supreme Court deciding that Obamacare would stand.
Number 2.
Our financial troubles, not only here in America, but all around Europe and the rest of the world.
Number 1.
And as you might expect, the 2012 presidential election, number 1 for the entire year. When it comes to top talk radio topics, this beat them all, and it did it handily. So the discussion of the top 10 items, the list itself, brings me around to the number one issue for the year, the election. Here I have a conversation with Dave Heyer of WONW in Defiance, Ohio, about the election. which, of course, was very important in Ohio. We discussed the election from the perspective of somebody who was in the biggest swing state of them all, and the divide that occurred between rural Ohio voters and the urban Ohio voters. Dave Heyer.
I'm interested to know from you, I always am when I talk to the folks in the local markets around the country, what the big issues are there. And I don't want to answer the question, but I'm going to speculate that one of the things that a lot of people were interested in because of the impact it has on the economy in Northwest Ohio, the automotive business, I remember somebody saying to me during the course, knowing that I have strong connections in Ohio, that there was a line pretty much drawn from Cleveland to Columbus down to Cincinnati, and what was south of that line were votes for Mitt Romney, and what was north of that line were votes for Barack Obama. You think that was accurate?
Well, to a degree, yeah. I mean, you mentioned the big cities, the three C's, as we refer to them here,
right.
Cleveland, Columbus, Cincy, pretty heavily Democratic, as I think everything kind of bore itself out on Tuesday night. Outside of that, really, in the rural parts of the area north of that line, Defiance is kind of interesting. We're kind of smack dab in the middle. We're about halfway between Toledo and Fort Wayne, Indiana. So it's kind of in that kind of rural heartland. A lot of most of it's pretty rural, agricultural, and most of that. And I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but a lot more heavily Republican.
Yeah.
You get into the bigger cities, and Defiance is. The interesting thing with Defiance is we have a pretty sizable General Motors powertrain plant foundry, and there's also one in Toledo, and the city of Defiance itself, our population just a little bit shy of 20,000. It's fairly the UAW, the unions are pretty strong here, so a little bit more Democratic than when you get to the more rural parts of the county. So
I think that holds with a lot of communities. Tiffin's not; it's a little larger than Defiance. Back again to the reference to Heidelberg, Defiance College, by the way, is another great liberal arts school in your town. And that community within your greater community tends to be a little left of center. And so not all college professors and all people involved in post-secondary education are left of center. But my experience at Heidelberg, anyway, suggests that there, if you were to take a count of the people, if you had 100 profs, I'm betting 70 or 75 of them would have voted for Obama. You think that's the case with the profs at Defiance?
Maybe to some degree. I think usually it depends on whether it's a church-related institution, which, if I'm not mistaken, Heidelberg is, correct?
Heidelberg's not so much. Heidelberg does have connections to the UCC, but not as strong by any stretch of the imagination as they used to be. So I don't know that that's much of an influence. I just think, in general, maybe it depends on coursework, too, what courses offered, because, I guess I'm asking, is Defiance not the same as Heidelberg, then?
Well, you mentioned the UCC. That's the church that Defiance College is associated with. And it's one of probably the more liberal, so-called mainline Protestant denominations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say probably maybe similar to what your instructors, professors at Heidelberg probably would have gone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But in general, outside, as is the case, I think, as you're pointing out, most of the Northwest communities in Ohio, there is a Republican slant to the thinking. But I wonder if in discussing some of these issues, as you listen around there where you are, if people were a little wary, W-A-R-Y, and maybe worried as well, W-O-R-R-Y, about the hard right stance of some, just over the line in Indiana, and I'm sure your signal gets in there, a discussion of the Republican candidate and his losing because of his extreme stance. And I wonder how much that creeps into the conversation there, extremism on both sides.
Maybe not so much. I think a lot of people are more focused not so much on the social things. And you're talking about Richard Murdoch, obviously,
yep.
who lost the Senate race in over in Indiana, and the comments he made about rape and abortion and whatnot. But I think really at the end of the day, more people except for maybe, you know, the young people that maybe are a little bit more focused on the social issues like abortion, gay marriage, that type of thing. But people that, you know, that it's not their first rodeo, as they say, maybe are a little bit more focused on the economy, on jobs, on, you know, either getting a job or keeping their job.
All right, so then I wonder if I was listening to your station or some of the other stations even that are around, if there ever was a discussion, given the fact that Defiance is a heavily union community, because, as you said, there are a couple of auto plants there, if, in fact, the union folks ever talk about how it is they support somebody for higher office that, in fact, supports the allowance of a lot of illegals coming into the country to take their jobs.
That's one of the so-called catch-22, because the union support really for the president, I think, has been pretty strong, and they really, you brought up the illegal illegal immigrants.
Immigrations, yeah.
I think maybe the stereotype is, you know, and I'm not talking about the rank and file voters, or, you know, certainly any of the guys that work out at the plant, you know, with I guess the stereotype is that with, you know, at the national level of the Democratic Party, they're, you know, maybe free votes.
I guess I'm wondering also, sort of coupled with that, if in fact there ever is a conversation there about people who belong to the union who don't want to support the Democrats, who don't want to support Obama. And, you know, Ohio is one of those interesting states where there's a strong Republican governor who's very extraordinarily over partisan, but he's pretty partisan, and his election, and then the congressional seats and the voting for the Democrat for president. It's very interesting to see how that sort of thing shakes out, don't you think?
I think so. In fact, my father-in-law, I guess, to bring a little bit of family into this, who I just kind of, I was in a conversation with my wife a couple nights ago, and he, you know, I think he started on like day one or day two when working at the, and he's passed away, you know, quite some time ago now, but yeah. When the GM powertrain plant opened way back in like 1948,
right.
and retired from there. And she mentioned, you know, hey, my dad was a Democrat. And I said, well, you know, I'm not so sure that he might have not have you know, kind of crossed over
changed
to the other side by now.
Yeah, well, the old Blue Dog Democrats, there are fewer and fewer of those. And that becomes the ideological problem. Both sides have a limited camp. And so that brings me around to wondering whether any of the folks in your area talk about a third party with any credibility.
I don't really hear it that much. You know, once in a while you hear some people maybe mention that maybe Ron Paul should have kind of broken off in a third-party thing. And there's not really, honestly, that much. Gary Johnson, I believe his name was, Libertarian.
Yep, Libertarian, yep, yep.
Yeah,
all right, so we're in Defiance, Ohio. Dave Heyer is here from AM 1280 WONW. By the way, how much in Defiance did you see either of the two major candidates?
Well, we had a pretty huge rally for Mitt Romney. I think it was just about 2 weeks, 12 days, I guess, before the election.
Mm-hmm.
It brought about 16,000 people to town, and and the enthusiasm was great, except the one thing that really wasn't the kind of dropped the enthusiasm level a bit was Meatloaf's performance.
It was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, he didn't even. He says, "I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney." Oh, wait a minute, I'm not registered to vote. So that kind of takes
that
the steam.
Did come out later, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, exactly. Up in a few minutes, we have Steve Greeley, who's from KNTR in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, as we deal with some of the big stories of the year. As the country focused on problems, Arizona was focusing on some of the same problems. That conversation coming right up here on the countdown.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every flooring stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end-of-year clearance. Get unheard-of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first-quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now, so get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand, firmly, for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership, order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Introducing a faster way to push-to-talk. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push-to-talk, we've pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in stock is on sale, and it all has to go at our end of year clearance. Get unheard of clearance deals from just 19 cents a square foot, including first quality laminates for up to 47% less, hardwood up to 48% less, bamboo flooring up to 22% less. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale is going on now. So get to your local store before it's too late. Visit LumberLiquidators.com today for the store near you.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
As we continue in the countdown now, here's host Steve Greeley of affiliate KNTR in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. As you'll recall, Arizona was in the center of a lot of the big stories this year, like illegal immigration, the immigration bill that went to the Supreme Court, Sheriff Joe Arpaio's pursuit of the president's birth certificate, and Governor Brewer's encounter with President Obama. Remember that picture on the tarmac? That was all something that had an interesting flavor for those in Arizona. So we now pay attention to this conversation I had with Steve Greeley of KNTR. What kind of conversation do you have about the ongoing problems of illegals, and how many do you think there are in your area?
Well, in this area specifically, I don't think there's an enormous amount of illegal immigration activity. I think that the business communities have towed the line when things came down. You know, we are infamous for our Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Yes.
And also for the 1070 yeah. legislation that went to the Supreme Court. I do believe that, once again, the local business people started doing their due diligence on making sure they weren't hiring illegals and getting people proper documentation. The main focus of the activity crossing the border illegally pretty much every day, I guess, so to some extent, happens down in the deep southern part by Nogales and south of Tucson, and also right along the borders of Arizona going into California. So I know that that's an ongoing battle down there. And for the most part, you know, we as Arizonians, you know, feel that if the federal government's not going to take care of our border situation and prevent people from breaking our laws every day, then the state should step up and do something. And I think that's pretty much the consensus in the state, at least with the business community.
There's Steve Greeley from KNTR in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Year in Review.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Talk Radio Countdown Show and the Year in Review. Thanks to the folks at Talkers.com. We have a list of not only the topics, that is the stories, the hot hits of the year, but also the people who have been most discussed during the course of the year. And that list, in order backwards from number 10 to number 1, would be Mr. Limbaugh, Rush at number 10, both Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman at number 9, Adam Lanza and the other murderer, James Holmes, at number 8, Susan Rice at number 7, David Petraeus and Ms. Broadwell at number 6, John Roberts at number 5 from the Supreme Court, Mrs. Clinton at 4, John Boehner 3, Mitt Romney 2, and Barack Obama 1. So Michael Levine is here from LCO Online, the creator of LBN eLert, which is a great news source. So as you look back over the year, maybe the question I've put to you about your expertise in PR is who, even whether it's on this list or another list of people who have been mentioned a lot, needs the most help? Who would be the loser of the year in terms of bad PR?
Oh, there's no question. This year, I do this every year. I create a PR loser of the year, and there's no question that this year the PR loser of the year is Lance Armstrong, the great former sports hero, biking hero, who was stripped of all his titles after denying passionately, ferociously, for years and years and years, the allegations of doping and steroid use. And finally, a report was issued, a 200-page report with very lurid details was issued, and he lost all of the titles that he had had, I think it was 7 years of titles. So he is by far the PR loser of the year.
Anything he can do to rehab his reputation?
Yes, the only thing that he can do now is to devote his entire rest of his life to his great work for raising funds for cancer research, which he has been very, very successful at. I mean, this is not a small endeavor. He's worked very hard at it and been very successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so.
But this year, the year 2012, he will be forever cemented as the PR loser of the year.
All right. So then, is there on that list of 10 that I went through, or somebody else who comes to mind, that's the PR winner of the year? Certainly wouldn't be. I'm thinking about, yeah, you used Lance Armstrong. If somebody asked me the same question, I would have said Charlie Sheen. They're both probably names that would be interesting. So who's on the other end? Who's on the good end of this PR shtick?
Well, I mean, ultimately, I guess, after recovering from that first horrible debate, Barack Obama, President Obama. How, you know, if he had lost the election, which many people thought he was going to, that he would have been the PR loser of the year, because that debate performance was very, very disappointing for his followers.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have been. But if he recovered from that, won the election, now his popularity seems to be rising. I have to give him probably an award for at least most redemption.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about things rather than people.
Okay.
The PR loser and gainer of the year, if you asked me who the PR loser or what company was the PR loser of the year, I'd say Facebook. What say you?
Well, you have to put Facebook down, but how about Chick-fil-A? I mean,
I forgot about Chick-fil-A.
They had a pretty bad episode.
But they came out of it, didn't they, pretty well?
Largely, I think. Not entirely, but largely. So I would put them down. You know, Susan G. Coleman had a tremendously bad episode early in the year when they were going to stop giving funds to Planned Parenthood.
But don't you think, Michael, and I don't, sometimes I ask questions that are leading, and I don't mean
to
be the case,
even
though my bias comes out here.
Hey.
I find that Susan Komen and the Red Cross and groups like that have gotten so big, so politically powerful, they've lost sight of what their real reason for being is.
I think that's a very interesting point about size. You know, there's an adage in business, big equals stupid. And I think that's a good point. When you become large, do you lose your way? And I think that there's a lot of evidence to suggest you do.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. All right, so some pretty interesting and pithy thoughts, as usual, from the man who created Levine Communication, LCOonline.com, Michael Levine, also the creator. Isn't it great? We love people who are creators here. And something else you might check out is the LBN eLert, LBNeLert.com, which is a daily summary of the news from pretty much every facet of life here in our country. Michael Levine on the countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.